BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 59, verses 14 through 16. David wrote in verses 9 through 10a, O my strength, I watch for you. You, O God, are my fortress and my loving God. Then in verse 17, O my strength, I sing praise to you. You, O my God, are my fortress, my loving God. The only different words are watch and sing, shamar and zamar in Hebrew. He was playing with words, perhaps to emphasize faith that brings the deliverance and salvation of his God. Jesus often praised people's faith. He said, your faith has healed you. It was an often repeated, as in Matthew 9:22, Mark 5:34, and 10:52, and Luke 8:48, and 18:42. The first definition of faith in the American Heritage Dictionary is, quote, confident belief in the truth, value, or trustworthiness of a person, an idea, or a thing. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2 defines it this way. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. And the rest of the chapter gives many examples of faith. My faith in Jesus is not a crutch or a scapegoat. Rather, it is a strength that makes me well. Faith in Jesus is what gives me eternal life. I am sure that Jesus is the Creator Word, who came in the flesh as immortal Emmanuel God, died for the forgiveness of my sins, rose from death on the third day, and ascended to heaven where he sits at the right hand of God. I believe he will come again, transform my body to be like his, to be with him for eternity in eternal bliss. Jesus is my fortress and my loving God. He is my strength that delivers me from my enemies, the dogs that prowl about the city outside my home every evening, howling, unsatisfied.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.